Even without Monet's, France is the top tourist destination in the world. Australia is not, but hopes to attract more tourist dollars with Oprah. Here's the reaction on Australian TV when Oprah Winfrey announced she was taking her show to Australia.
Incredible. It's 215 stations across the US, but 145 countries around the world take the Oprah Winfrey show. So we couldn't be getting a better plug for our country. And especially
that's a little bit of the media coverage. Reporter Neva Grant has been asking what happens when Oprah takes over Down Under.
And what better place to pose that question than the iconic Sydney Opera House, or the Oprah House, as some people call it now. Visitors come here from all over the world, and just about every one of them knows who she is.
Actually, originally I'm from Kenya.
Does Oprah play in Kenya?
Yeah, it does. It does. She's well known in Kenya.
We're from Bombay.
Do you know who Oprah Winfrey is?
Yeah, we know. We watch the shows.
Do they watch Oprah in the Philippines?
Yeah, Oprah. I watched her when I was growing up.
The Australians watch her too, of course. Robin Shipley, visiting from Adelaide in the south, says she'd gladly return to Sydney in December to be among Oprah's screaming fans.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's coming to Australia. As if that happens, do you know? Australia tends to get forgotten sometimes. I don't know whether it's because we're so far away or we just don't have the population. So it's nice when these big names come to Australia, I guess.
But some people here are angry that the Australian government is paying $3 to $4 million to help finance Oprah's trip. The tourism office hopes it'll be the most effective travel ad the country has ever had. But that is a gamble, says Opera House visitor Paul Smith.
It all depends on the Australian dollar as well, doesn't it? If it's strong, well, it sort of negates a lot of people coming over to Australia. So I'd be interested to see.
The Australian dollar is strong right now, and many people wonder whether Americans in particular will visit. They won't, posted a writer to an online forum here. Americans, quote, are broke. A few lines down, someone else wrote, sheesh, lighten up. And back on the sunny steps of the Opera House, Lisa Smith seconds that view.
Because Oprah's like royalty, isn't she? Everyone loves Oprah.
But you guys have a queen.
Do we?
When she's reminded that Queen Elizabeth II still holds more sway down here than the Queen of TV talk, Lisa Smith looks a little disappointed, and maybe just the slightest bit relieved. For NPR News, I'm Neva Grant in Sydney.
Some listeners will be familiar with Neva's name. She's a former NPR producer who now lives in Australia. From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio engineers include Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Vince Muse, Gary Henderson, Stacey Abbott, and Renee Pringle with Theo Mondel at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Kasika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.